Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Sheena. I'm calling you back from Family First Home Care.
Who?
This is Sheena calling you from Family First Home Care.
Yes.
So I'm following up if you're still interested in the services.
Well, I spoke to the family first that I met. They said that you guys are a help more than a home care.
What do you mean?
This is what they were telling me. I mean, where are you located at?
Philadelphia, Winding Drive?
Where?
Winding Drive.
Hold on, ma'am. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you're in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I thought you guys were out in Norristown a little further because I am with the family first. But you guys head off what?
So I think you mentioned before, but you're not, the patient Michael is not currently with Family First. He's with another agency.
How is he with another agency, man? Tell me that. What's the agency he's with?
I don't know which agency he's with, but I could see in our records that we don't have an active patient Michael.
How am I constantly getting paid under Mr. Fagan and I'm taking care of him, clocking in and out with
With
family first?
Peggy, can you check where the check is coming from?
Excuse me?
Can you check where the check is coming from?
Can I check where the check is coming from?
Yeah, where the payments is coming from.
See, my direct deposit, I can't even see my check anymore. But it says on the top of my check, it says family first.
Looks like as of October in 2024, he was discharged from our agency and went with a different one. That's what says in our records.
Hold on, just hold on a minute. Hold on,
Okay.
man. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
Okay, love. We about to bust somebody balls now, booba. I thought I've seen it over here, 'cause hold on, I could send it to her this way.
Do you know who the
No, hold
coordinator
on,
is?
ma'am,
Which
ma'am,
company?
hold,
Yeah, okay.
ma'am, 1 second, please, 1 second. Hello?
Yes.
I was trying to get Mr. Finding things with Mr. Kevin. I was just on the phone with him yesterday.
With who?
So, hold on 1 second. Let
Okay.
me see where that. Oh, here we go. Yesterday. And you said you already looked within your file. You said what date was that you gave me? October.
I see the last time was about October 2024.
And that's when it was started. But you said that's when they decree ended.
No, the you must have been misunderstanding. You are not with fa He is not
Huh?
with Family First. Since October 2024, he's not with Family First. So he must have been with a different agency. And now I'm
No,
trying to see if you wanna.
ma'am, before you tell me everything, this is how I work. I'm sorry. When I ask a question and you answer it, I could comprehend it and then I could move forward. I didn't hear you answer my first question.
I'm sorry, what's your question?
You said on October the 20 something, was he, did they, he was done or was he applied?
Done.
Done. Okay, hold on. That's all I needed.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Mr.
Sorry.
Kevin. Mr. Kevin, I remember when I was speaking to you yesterday, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
About the other family first that I was speaking to and things of that nature, because we're already with family first. So I was speaking to them, and I apologize for my, you know, I get really hyped when I when I see certain things that may or may not be right. So I actually got in touch with them. They actually called me back. They're trying to say Mr. Fagan is not in the system under Family First. You guys are Family First and pay me every week. So why would they say that?
So they're the other Family First. We're not with them. We're not with them.
Hold on. I'm going to connect you.
If they say that you're not in the system, it's because
I'm here.
Hold on. I connect you guys.
I'm here.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
I'm here.
What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shandell.
Ms. Shandell. She's telling me that Mr. Fagan is not with Family First, sir.
So, Ms. This is another this is family. The one that's on the phone right now is Family First Home Health Care. We are Family First Home Care. This is actually something that we are looking to fix currently with the state, because Family First Home Health Care, their website and everything says Family First Home Care, but that is actually our name, and you're not allowed to have two names in the registry. So what happens that a lot of times we get a lot of their authorizations, they may get some of ours, because the SCs think that we're the same company, but we're not. So in Family First Home Care, Mr. Fagan is in our system. I'm looking at him right now. Under Family First Home Health Care, which is where this lady is from, Mr. Fagan is not in that system because he's not with that home care.
Did you hear her, ma'am?
Yes, I told you, yes. That makes sense.
No, that's not what you said to me. You was very permanent and strong on he's not in the system. He's not with Family First. I'm looking at it, ma'am. He's not since October the 20th. He was terminated. That's
right.
What she said. He's in a computer. It's being terminated. So she was able to look through his business.
Because he was actually with our company until October of 2024. He was with our agency.
Miss Larita,
Hold on. What'd you say, ma'am? Go ahead, ma'am. What'd you say? Hello? Yes, ma'am. You're the only ma'am on the phone with me. What did you say?
I said that he was a patient with our company until October of 2024. So that's why I could see his information.
Wait, stop. I do this a lot so I could comprehend. How he's always just been with one Family First. Why are we just getting to know he's been transferred from two different Family Firsts? I never known this. This is something, and I'm the worker. I never knew this.
So you guys are telling
me right now Mr. Fagan was with you first. So how did he get with you guys, Kevin?
So, again, I'm not sure. Like, I'm looking at the calendar for August of 2024. October of 2024. You started with us, Larita and Mr. Fagan, started with us on the 22nd of October, 2024.
That was with myself. Before myself, Mr. Terrell Bristol had him.
But I see here that you actually just came on to us, Family First, October of 2024.
So in your computer, ma'am, you're saying he was discharged October?
Yeah. So I guess
was that from a
weird,
Mr. Terrell Bristol?
Transferred.
Why was he transferred? That's what I'm trying to understand. Why was he
transferred? The insurance did it. It must be the insurance.
I would say, Larita, I would call the coordinator, because there is no way that someone cannot be transferred unless Mr. Fagan himself requested it. It's a consumer choice. So
that's how I came to you.
Yeah, the coordinator would be the only one that would be able to do that. Like both us and this other lady from the other Family First, we cannot control like who transfers where. That's always the coordinator's job.
I'm aware of that.
I can give you the coordinator's number for Mr. Fagan, but only Mr. Fagan would be able to make that decision.
Oh, he's right here. He's listening to everything because he got more boggled. He asked me, "Well, babe, how is that?" When the young lady said it to me, because when somebody asked me, start looking at the hetero lettering of my checks, and I can't even see my check that y'all put in that ADP, that's what made me put you guys on together. because I thought the check said family first. I can't even see my check when y'all deposited. I see every other everything else that's going on, the taxes and all that. I still don't see my check being deposited. When I first sent you guys, I could see it. Now I can't see it. When that lady asked me what's the name of your check, that gave a light bulb. Because now what I'm hearing is somebody's fraudulent. And I'm like, wait a minute. Well, who is who? So when she asked me, look at your check and see. Now, that's why I'm coming back to you, Mr. Kevin, because you guys won't even let me see my check. I'm about to ask for paper check and not direct deposit, just so I can have a paper check.
Well,
so I can have some type of calculation of what's going on so I can have proof. Because in my direct deposit, I'm not seeing no check. I'm just seeing the amount, seeing what's taken, you know, this was taken as, I'm not seeing the actual stub.
Yeah, if you want, we can email you the pay stubs. That's fine.
But why do you have to email me the pay stub if I have an ADT? That should have been that way. Yeah, if I have an ADP and I'm supposed to go on the computer and I could look it up, why can't I see it through the direct deposit? They always tell me to go back to you guys to give me clearance so I can see my own pay stub. Why can't I see my pay stub in my account?
So, Ms. Bristow, we called ADP. They said that you're able to see it. I just don't know if you yourself are able to.
Can I send you what it's saying when I do this, sir? Can I Snapchat you what it's saying? And you already know what it's going to be saying. Get in touch with your employer or HR because they did not give you access for this. Everything else up there, tax withhold, I can get into. Pay, I can get into. This everything except for direct deposit comes up.
Yeah.
I cannot see my pay stub. Nobody got in touch with me to say, Ms. Bristol, we got in touch with them, and they said that you can see your pay stub, or we have faxed it over. None of that has happened until I had the call right now, if that young lady never asked me who name was on that check. And
well,
I never, because you guys won't let me have my pay stub.
Absolutely. Ms. Bristol, I feel like we've been over this. You called the other day when we tried to figure it out with you on the phone, where we sent you to ADP, like, so that they could help you, but... Stop.
No, you didn't give me nobody number from ADP. I've been asking Miss Maria for that number for months. She said you guys had to do it. I've asked for that personal number so I can ask them to help me to see it. If you guys can get into my account and do everything else, what is boggling me, it really is boggling me because it seemed like you threw something back at me. Well, Ms. Bristol, we've been over this. No. No one ever asked me to look at the head thing on my check. No one ever asked me that, number one. So that gave me a light bulb to figure out who's what, when, where, okay? Number two, you never came to me and gave me the ADP or APB number for me to call them and say, I'm having a problem. Why can't I get in here? I'm aggravating my bosses. Can you guys help me get in here? Because they tell me to call HR and my employer because you guys will not give me access to that site.
Ms. Bristow, I'm
looking at... So we're going back and forth, back and
forth. Right now, and I'm looking at the text message that says red where I sent you the number on the 15th of August.
Oh, my God. Can we do this instead of arguing? How about, you know what, because you didn't, nobody sent me the ADP. I don't have that. If I had their number, Mr. Kevin, I promise you, I have a life. I have so much that's going on with me. I want to keep doing. I don't want to be on this phone constantly the same way you feel, going back and forth about my check. Like right now, you're not even answering me. You're just telling me what you did. That's why I get upset. When I speak to you and ask a question, you don't answer. You just tell me what you do. You say, you know what, we spoke on this. Well, you know what, you're not answering any questions. Does it say family first on my check?
Yes, it does.
Okay, it does say that. Is there any way that I can see into my account where I could see you guys putting my pay stubs?
Yes, you can.
How?
If you want, we can screen share. We can.
Why can't I see it? Why can't I just see it in my account? That's what I'm asking, Mr. Kevin.
Yes.
If you deposit it in my account, why do you got to face scream it or do another thing for me to see it?
No,
why can't I just see it on a direct deposit?
How to do it. We've tried to go over this with you to show you how to do it. You just.
My Lord.
FaceTime, we
it's
can show
not
you how.
My issue if I'm typing it in, Mr. Kevin, and the computer on ADT is telling me, get in touch with your HR and your employer. I can send you the snapshot. You can read it. Then what would you tell me? So once you actually read what ADP is saying, call your employer and HR. They will not allow access for you for this. What are you saying to me? They're telling me that.
If you video me and we get on a video chat, I can show you how to access it.
What?
Because We've called
this is another thing. That's everything I do. You guys gotta. I never had a job. Good God, I never had a job there. Like, you guys have to actually be hands on, even in my money, even in my, you know, the call to make sure you call. It's like, it's such a hands on. At first, I'm thinking, oh, it's caring. It's nice that they're caring. But it's like, what? Sir, why do you gotta have your hand? Why do I have to? Why do we?
We're doing it because you don't know how to.
That's like you telling your boss you can't give your account. You gotta give your boss all your account information, all your route. They have all your information, right? To do this, you're constantly going. So they have all your information. They know how to rearrange your check, put in a day that you worked, that you didn't work. If you did work, why can't I just look on my phone and see the check you put in? Why do I have to get on a three-way with you, Miss Maria, and these people? Why can't I just call the ADT people? Why won't you just give me their number now, and I could call them and say, sir or ma'am, what is going on? Then they can directly tell me what's what.
I just re-forwarded you the message that we had sent you on the 15th with the
sir,
phone.
Sir, look at that. The 15th is gone. We're on the 22nd. You see what I mean?
I just resent it to you right now.
Yeah, but you're going to pass. That's the past. We're talking about the present right now. The young lady on the phone, I'm pretty sure she would agree. We're speaking about right now, Mr. Kevin. Just right now, love. Why can't I see my pay stub? I need them.
So, I'm sorry. What is your name from the other family?
No,
person?
No, miss. Don't say nothing yet. Please, Mr. Kevin, I'm talking to you.
So
I'm your
for
employee.
His purposes
I'm your
and
employee.
Information, I would rather her not be on this call. Before
oh,
I start.
Oh, my gosh. She's helping me. You know what, ma'am?
Okay with
you,
it. That's fine.
You,
I'm
you
just
know
saying.
What? You're right, Mr. Kevin. You're right. Ma'am. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
No, I'm not going to call you later. I'm going to call you now because I do know your HR, Ms. M, over there, and I need to speak with them. So I'm going to hang up from Mr. Kevin. I'm going to call you back and speak with your HR because I do know Ms. M over there. Muddy, Moody, Miss Moody, she's your HR, correct? Who HR is Miss Moody under?
Not ours.
That's not you, so it's the other young lady. Okay, so I need to speak to HR because
Arletta
both of y'all
Moody,
got
yes,
me.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, you have Miss Moody. I'm going to call the HR, and she's going to further explain to me. I don't understand why
you
I cannot.
But you won't be able to help you since you're not with our
agency. No. I just, I know Miss I just need to figure out why can't I see my pay stub dealing with these organizations. It's something's going on. Both of you guys alerted me that something's going on.
She won't be able
something's
to help
not
you.
Right. Something's not right. I need somebody else to get involved in this. It will not be put on me. That's a fact. Because you
Bristol,
could easily utilize, well, Ms. Bristol was confused, or she didn't know how to do this, or she couldn't get to do this, or she, trust and believe, I had some hats on my head, even though I'm at this road right now with Mr. Fagan. I've worn many hats in the occupational world. So at the same token, I will get in touch with Ms. Bass, and I will have someone from HR to let me know on your end and on your end, Mr. Kevin, why does a client,
can
because maybe this
something?
Needs to be passed on. I'm going to pass this on to other agencies. It's a lot going on.
Can
this
I
is
tell
a lot.
Something?
Y'all done opened up a can of worms. Y'all, because so, somebody's fake. For you to ask me, what does it say on my check? You're indicating that somebody's fraudulent. That's
no
what you said to
fraudulent.
Me, ma'am. Not you, Kevin. That's what you said to me, ma'am. So that's what gave me this attitude and insight with my light bulb to come to you, Mr. Kevin, and start questioning even more so. She's right. I can't even see my pacer. Every time I call Miss Maria, y'all give me what, you know, the past, like what you just did, the past or what we did. No, we're speaking about right now, as if it was your mother or daughter. Okay, you know what, Mom? Let me do this right now for you. Let me call right now, and let me figure this out right now so you can understand right now. Not the 15th, not the 12th,
well,
not last
Bristol,
month or year.
Ms. Bristol, if you want to FaceTime me right now, we can handle it right now. We can set you up and show you how to do it right
but
now.
But why do I have to be FaceTime? That's what I'm asking you, Mr. Kevin.
Because you don't know how to do it otherwise.
No, you're putting that on me, and that's what the hell you're not going to do. I just told you your ADP, whatever it's called, said, and you're not responding to that, and I wonder why. Call your employer and HR because they will not give you access to it. You told me that APD just told you she can get into it, she can log in, she can see it. Why can't I see it if they're putting it up on the screen? Why won't you let me Snapchat you that? Why don't
you
let me show
can.
You what they're sending? So when I show you that, Mr. Kevin, will you call them and say, well, Ms. Bristol been trying to get in it. Y'all are wrong. It's not Ms. Bristol.
Yes. The thing is that I know what the struggle is because there's two places, and I don't know if you're
here,
right place. And that's all I'm saying. We have nothing to hide. We'd love to show you your subs. We'd love to for you to have access. Just work with us so that we can show you how to do it. And if that means
I'm trying to work with you, but I don't like holding my boss's hand to go piss, to go look at my money, to change the rate of my money, to change the rate of my albums, to go in and help me try to figure out to look at my pay stub.
Let me show you how to
do it, Mr. Kevin, to look at my pay stub, to walk with me, to walk down the stairs. Nobody wants somebody like that. They always want a job where nobody's over their shoulder. And if you get, you know, it's like if I'm that bad, you guys want to let me go? Is that what this is leading up to?
Miss Bristow?
No, I'm asking you. Is it leading up to try to let me go? Because everything I do, you and Miss Maria say, oh, it's your fault, Miss Bristow. You're not taking the ass as your employee to say,